This is the AI Minute brought to you by GigaHome. I'm Byron Reese. The single most contentious issue about artificial intelligence is its effect on employment and jobs. There are three very distinct camps, one of which says that we're coming to a period where we will have widespread unemployment, something akin to the Great Depression, where there are a group of workers who do not have skills necessary to add economic value in an era of automation and artificial intelligence. A second school of thought pushes that argument even further, and it says that everything people do can be done by a machine, everything, and that the minute you reach a point where a machine can learn a new skill faster than a human, that's an escape velocity, a critical mass, where all jobs will be done by machines. A final school of thought rejects both of those entirely, appeals to history, and says that in the past, when new technologies came out, even disruptive ones, humans were able to use those technologies to add more value. And that's why, even with the advent of electricity, mechanical power replacing animal power, and so forth, unemployment didn't spike in places where those technologies were adopted. Eric Schmidt, the executive chairman of Alphabet and former CEO of Google, seems to come in on that last viewpoint. In Paris, he cited a study by McKinsey that suggested that 90% of all jobs are not fully automatable. And therefore, people will work long-term side by side with machines, which are increasing their productivity and therefore increasing their wages. Garry Kasparov, who was famously defeated by Deep Blue, argues that the best chess players in the future, and he would say, I think, even today, are not machines and not people, but people who are using machines to make the best possible move.